The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
You told me a while ago, a couple years ago, he was struggling with Yiddishkeit. He left yeshiva, he left his family, he was a bacher, he was a young man, and he moved to Manhattan, and he was far away from Yiddishkeit. One day he had a relative's bar mitzvah, and he said, you know what, let me go. I like parties, I'll go to this bar mitzvah. He comes to the bar mitzvah, he's at the bar mitzvah, and there's dancing going on. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe of the Bar Mitzvah boy pulls this boy in. He pulls in this young man, and he starts to dance with him. And somehow he connected, and he started to dance and dance and dance. And round they went. And you saw the simcha on his face. He was lost. Not long ago he was lost, but now he was found. The Rebbe found him. And he pumped him up. And he spoke words to his ears and to his heart. And it wasn't long after that. This Rebbe, right after that, the next day actually, he comes to class. And he tells the boys, I met a Yid last night, and we have to daven for him. The only thing we could do, I want to help him come back to Yiddishkeit. I know he's very far. Let's say Tehillim. And they start to daven. And they said Tehillim for this young man. And it wasn't long after that that this young man decided, you know what? I want to go learn in Israel. He wasn't sure what it was until he found out later that class said Tehillim. And somehow, that was the calling to his heart. He went to Israel. He turned his life around. And he became a tremendous Ben Torah. Little did he know that it was those young boys who davened for him. It was that Rebbe who noticed him, who gave him a little love. That was the mikra. That was the happening that happened. But really, it was a calling from above. Let's look around in our own lives. If we have the opportunity, let's call out to someone else. Let's give him some chizik. We'll call him with love. And who knows what that can do. It could bring him closer. Ahava, love, is giving. When you give someone something, you make a connection with them forever. Let's think about how we could call out to others. Who can I call out to? Who can I speak to and give them a little chizik? Who can I do a chesed for? Who can I read a shidduch for? Let me think about someone else and realize that Hashem is going to help them in ways that you never imagined. Because when you call out to someone, when you call out with a hava, then Hashem also, He also calls out. He sees what you're doing, and the Siyata Shemaya happens, and Hashem starts to help them as well. So little did you know, when you put out your hand for someone, you help from Shemayim, they put out the Hashem, Kaviyachal, so to speak, put out His hand to help another Yid, and help lift him up. But you lifting them up, Hashem ended up lifting him up too. And that's the greatest calling that we can do. Let's call out to another Yid and hope and daven that Hashem will help him and bring him the bracha and hatzlacha that he needs.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.